receive.
Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why we you gotta repent. Because you have to acknowledge your sin. And then you're acknowledging your sin. You got to go down in baptism. You are confessing publicly. You are declaring to everybody that you are turning your back on your former life. And you are starting a new life in Jesus. But hallelujah. But there was a man in the Bible. Oh my God, help me. I don't have time to get never stop. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 There was a man in the Bible. He repented. Hallelujah. And he was baptized. But he was not converted. Oh, hallelujah. That's why when he saw Peter and John, when he saw the way they lay hands, and people start to receive the Holy Ghost, he decided that I want to purchase all of the Holy Ghost.
Jesus' body didn't see corruption.
Oh, God, help me today. see it. The mark he signed. The scars from the thorns. He was marked. But it was still glorified.
Still glorified.
Oh, God, help me. So it's sown in corruption, but it's raised incorruption. It's sown in dishonor, but it's raised in glory. Oh, God, help me. It's sown in weakness, but it's raised in power. It's sown in a natural body, but it was had to receive it. But it's raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. God, it's a beautiful scripture, brethren. Read this up. The first item. This is not a message, but I'm not going to preach another message. So the first item was made, and it is so. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But the last item, which is Jesus, was made a quickening spirit. In other words, the first item, God breathed life in. But the second item breathes life into us. Oh, Lord Jesus, he's speaking, man, he's speaking. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me say it again. The first item, God had to blow in him. You know, if God did not blow in him, he wouldn't get up. But the second Adam, which is Jesus, is a quickening spirit. So he's the means by which we have life.
Amen.
So he's the power of the resurrection.
Amen.
That's why when he went to Lazarus, when they called him after Lazarus' death, he said, I am the resurrection.
Amen.
He said with confidence, he said with power, this is the boy we glorify. He said it with power. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead,
yet
shall he live. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You have life. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have life, and we have it more
abundantly.
Life, brethren, this is a life-giving church. It's the church of God. That's why the Bible says the gates of hell
shall not prevail
against it. In other words, hell won't kill the church. Come on, Richard.
But it can't.
Hallelujah. Come on. God. Hell won't kill the church.
Kill
but Jesus already put his word there.
Hallelujah.
Upon this rock.
My church and the gates
of hell
shall not
prevail.
Amen.
Against it. That's why the life that Jesus gave it, nobody can take it.
We have life. Life.
But you got life. So you can look just like Stephen. They were taking his life. But he's looking to the giver of life. Oh, praise God. So even though they took his physical life, they couldn't take his spiritual life. Because that is in the
hand.
God bless you in Jesus' name. Let's go home. Think upon these things. We have life.
Life.
More about the mystery of sin and death. Diligent. You're not dead. Come on, you're alive. Come on, see.
You're alive.
Come on, Jackie, you got life. You're not dead. You got life. That's why I said to my family, when I go, don't bother write no long word on my tombstone. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm not dead. Oh, praise the Lord. If you want to write something, put on it. He was here. One sentence. Oh, praise the Lord. Don't waste no time. Take them charge your Lord for the word. Don't waste no time.
No, just the body.
Don't waste time with your long words. Because I'm not there.
No.
When we go, my soul will win on the day. Not come, it's not care. Certain cemeteries just come out and I was here, but I'm gone. I'm gone.
right. Amen.
Amen.
That's why some writer said, since he said, I'll fly away. Some got money.
Yes.
When my life is over, I'm going to fly away.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
not going to be held down. I'm going to some writer said, no grave. So hold my body down.
Amen.
I can't be held down because Jesus has given us life.
Life. No.
This is for this body. But you have a spiritual body that can't get sick.
That's right.
Oh, praise the Lord. The spiritual body can't get diabetes.
No.
It can't get heart attack.
No.
Oh, my God. It can't get high
pressure.
It can't get high pressure.
Impossible.
It can't have pain rich.
No.
The spiritual body cannot. None of those things
can get can't.
Because it is incorruptible.
That's right.
So, you know, don't be too. You know what I'm. We are hanging out to this body. Don't bother hanging out to it, brethren.
You
have been at this. Oh, praise the Lord. That's why Paul saw it. He said, you know, it's good for you if I stay, but it's better for me.
To go.
If I leave and go. God bless you, brethren. Don't hold on to it.
Help me, Lord.
Give it up. But surrender your life to Jesus.
Amen.
Is there a soul in here today? Praise the Lord. Surrender your life to Jesus. Surrender it. Surrender. Surrender your life.
I surrender.
Is your soul?
Oh,
amen. Amen. That's it. Come on, is your soul? Somebody. I said to somebody once, you're too good to be lost.
It's true.
Oh, praise the Lord. You're too good to be lost. Oh, praise the Lord. Is your soul? If not, what's it?